From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The Department of Justice has spent a lot of time recently investigating racial issues in Ferguson, Missouri. But another community in Missouri, Knoll, a tiny town of 1,800 in the southwest corner of the state, has been struggling with issues that some community members claim were motivated by race and religion. In part two of her series, Overlooked and Underserved in Southwest Missouri, KBIA's Rebecca Smith tells us the Department of Justice Community Relations Service has had to mediate several conversations between the various communities that make up this small town.
Siad Ahmed arrived in Knoll in November of 2008. He says at that time there were only seven Somali Muslim refugees in the town, and they selected him as their leader or imam.
From that time up to now, he's just doing the preaching stuff and kind of like, you know, a role model for the Somali community.
That was Aidan Ahmed, Siad's younger brother. Aidan came to the United States after his brother, as did many other Somali refugees. The Somali community in Knoll has grown significantly since that day in 2008. A mosque has been set up on Main Street, and it now serves over 300 Somali residents. Imam Ahmed not only leads the daily prayer services and delivers sermons, but also runs a grocery store, a Somalian restaurant, and acts as a community liaison to the city government.
He kind of like work with the city and try to resolve any major problem concerning about the Muslim community, and that way they just work hand to hand.
And this has not always been the easiest job. Farah Barale works as a Somali translator at Tyson Food, the company that has drawn so many refugees to the area to work at its plant in Knoll. He recounted what life used to be like.
Our complaint was that the police in Knoll, they give the tickets to Somalis, doesn't matter whether he did something wrong or not. Once they see that he's someone driving the car, just the ticket is on the table.
Barale says he estimates that a few years ago, at any one time, 70% of the people on any given court date were likely to be Somalian. John Laffley has been the mayor of Knoll for more than 2 years and says there have been problems in the past. He says the refugee populations did receive tickets, but he believes they were more for not understanding the city ordinances about keeping their yards cleaned and maintained.
There's a lot of animosity in the town because the people who have come in don't live by the same rules as we've learned.
But then in 2012, the Department of Justice Community Relations Service, or CRS, met with leaders to assess what concerns existed in the community. According to the CRS 2013 annual report, about 100 people attended a civil rights training in July of 2013. The report says communication has improved between all parties. Laffley says the city wasn't really invited to the meetings, but relations have improved.
We're trying to work together. We're trying to understand the demographics of the Somali, the islanders.
And Barale agrees, but they both admit there is still a ways to go.
It's just going to take time. They're going to have to learn how things work here, and we're going to have to give them time to learn what goes on in Knoll.
Imam Ahmed says he still sees other issues that are prevalent. He says with new refugees coming in every day, it's very difficult to find housing. And he says he has brought this problem to the city, yet it remains unresolved. Laffley says the issue has been brought to his attention, but many Knoll residents believe the available housing is sufficient.
And that's what it came down to before, is people said we don't need any more cheap housing.
Both Laffley and the Somali community say things have improved since the 2013 training, but Imam Ahmed stressed that he and the Somali community are ready to work more with the communities around them.
We are more than ready to welcome and cooperate with any other community around here in Knoll.
For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.